I'm Steve Dawson, and this is This Comedian's Life, a podcast where we talk to a variety of funny people about their lives in comedy. This week, I talked to improviser and podcaster Horatio Sanz. Horatio is probably best known for his work as a cast member on Saturday Night Live from 1998 to 2006. Born in Santiago, Chile, but raised in Chicago, I asked Horatio why his close friends all call him Raj. Your friends call you Raj? Why is that?
Oh, it's because my name, Horatio, in Spanish is Horacio.
Okay.
With a silent H. And Horacio, to five-year-olds, is a tough name to pronounce.
Right.
So I was always coming into school saying, just call me Joe, call me John, call me anything. And I guess, from watching old sitcoms on TV, I took the name Roger from Roger Healy from I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, right, of course.
And so one day I was out with some people. This is the day when you could, four-year-olds can just wander the streets, you know, before Gacy. BG, I call it. This is 1978 BG. And you could just walk around. And so I met a kid who was my age, and we made friends. And then he came to my house looking for me the next day and was asking for Roger. And my brothers were all very amused. That I had decided to call myself Roger, and that stuck. So my brothers and my father called me Roger most of my childhood, and it wasn't until I had to kind of think of what I wanted my stage name to be that I just said, well, I'll just take Horatio because it's a cool theatrical name, and it's the English translation of my real name. So I started becoming Horatio, but it was very weird because I never used it. Until I was like 18 or 19.
Uh-huh.
And Raj, yeah, so Raj, and then Raj started Roger started becoming Raj when I was at Second City. People thought maybe it was like an Indian thing or something.
Gotcha.
So I became R-A-J. And because it was a nickname, because I kind of liked the sound of Raj, I never corrected anyone.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm Raj or Raj, and both are okay.
Cast members for Saturday Night Live are found in a variety of ways. For Horatio, SNL talent scouts saw him do improv in Chicago. Horatio already had a friend on the writing team at SNL, anchorman, writer, and director Adam McKay.
They came to Chicago to check us out. They checked out both stages, and they invited me and I think Rachel Dratch at the time. And Rachel didn't get in the year I got in, but got in the next year. So yeah, like it helped to have friends that were there, but also Lauren made it clear, like when I auditioned, that he knew that I had friends there, and he kind of, before my audition, he turned to Adam and was, "This is your friend, right?" Kind of like saying, like, this guy better be good.
Well, Adam's so brilliant too. Holy smokes.
Yeah. I mean, that's next level stuff. He's in his own world. I've often said he's the funniest person I've ever met. And that's kind of huge considering all the cool people I've met.
Obviously, you were nervous somewhat, but was it something that just went by in a blur, or were you pretty present as it was going on?
Yeah, you know, those things, anything like that, I kind of always imagine them being like scenes in movies, and you know, they're not real in my head. They're kind of foggy, and they're like, you know, it's like a dreamlike. So I don't, you know, I think my audition is probably online somewhere, but I don't ever look at it because it's so magical in my brain the way it happened that I don't want to ever mess with that. It was one of those things where I had to make a decision, like, are you going to really go for this, or are you going to continue to pretend that you're too good for everything? And
sure.
I just decided to really dig in and do my best because I didn't want to be, you know, the age I am now thinking, oh man, I should have prepared for that audition. I knew the gravitas of that audition. So I came in pretty prepared, and as it was happening and people were laughing, I was like, well, if they don't hire me, it's on them, because I did the best I could have done. And I was more thrilled that I could leave that building and be proud of what I did than, you know, obviously getting it is a huge thing, but if I would have not been hired, it would have been a bummer, but I would have been proud of myself still, because I really did try hard, and I think I did a great job.
Along with co-host Chad Kruger, Horatio is the host of his own podcast, The Horatio, which is a unique mix of conversation, music, and sketches.
I knew that I didn't want it to be a regular podcast, and specifically, I knew I didn't want to do the type of podcast where everyone shows up at 10 a.m. and then we're done at 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that I wanted I wanted Chad to kind of have his own expression satiated and have him kind of put in his artistic input. And, you know, he's a musician and a pretty funny dude in his own right. So, you know, he has ideas, and I love, you know, and that's kind of, it's a real collaboration. I wanted the show to be something other shows couldn't do. Initially I wanted to do a lot more sketches than we actually do now. But
interesting.
But I think it is the whole show in itself, the way the music is put in and the way conversations go from being funny to kind of poignant.
Yeah.
It's all just, I want the whole thing to kind of be taken by someone, you know, thought about, and then they can take it, you know, they can interpret a lot of what is being said in different ways. It's not by the numbers, you know, it's like you can really just listen to it and hopefully, you know, feel a lot of different ways about it and not just take it for, is this guy being funny? What's this joke? There's a lot more to it, at least in its creation.
Horatio is known for committing to his performances. In fact, one time he committed to a sketch so much, he spent the night in jail. This might not be true, but you're such a dedicated performer. I heard you were doing a show and you managed to end up in the back of a police car because of something that spilled out onto the street. Is that true?
Yeah. We were doing a show in Bucktown over there on around North Avenue and Damon at this place called Urbis Orbis. And we had a show that was called Virtual Reality, and we would do these fake virtual reality scenarios. And one of them was we were doing a virtual riot.
Oh, wow.
And so we took the audience out onto the street to protest Rostenkowski at the time, congressman, I think. Rostenkowski, who was involved in some kind of illegal situation. So it was easy to just make the riot about Dan Rostenkowski. And I went out in the street and we had torches and we had some fake torches. And we were just saying, you know, at some point the chant turned into kill Rostenkowski, and we stopped traffic on North Avenue, which if you're from Chicago, you know, it's a pretty big street. And so people were just stopped and freaking out, like, what is this? And
sure.
And as I was doing my thing, I'm, you know, very happy that I was causing this trouble. I felt the glow of the police light. And at that moment I had to decide, you know, well, what, are you going to give up the bit right in front of everybody? And then I really did think in my head that, oh my God, these people are here to see a show. They paid like $5 to see a show, and they're out in the street, and one of the cast members is going to be arrested. And we're saying it's virtual reality. So how much of it was planned? Like, I was like, in that instant, I was like, how fun would it be to be watching a show and just seeing one of the actors taken away in a police car?
Right.
And it was all real too, you know? So that was even cooler for me. So, I mean, Matt Besser has videotape of like 4 seconds of me being put in the police car and driven off.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm screaming, fight the power, as it's happening. And I was just like, oh yeah, I can't end the bit like apologizing and begging to not be thrown in jail. So I was, you know, yelling, fight the power, as I was being thrown in a police car and driven off. And as soon as like we cleared where the people were, I was like, I'm sorry, we were just doing theater. We weren't doing anything real. Yeah, don't hurt me. So I was very brave the second I decided I was going to get arrested, but also just like I became like the real little boy, being
the gentle.
Like, it wasn't real, you know. But I did spend the night in jail, and I was,
wow.
And it was a great price to pay for a good story.
Thank you to Horatio Sanz. To listen to Horatio's podcast, you can visit horatio.com. You can find Horatio on Twitter at Mr. Horatio Sanz. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Dawson for This Comedian's Life.